Your mom's guilty pleasures.
It's another shorty. It's another episode. It's your mom's guilty pleasures. Chris Libertini, Lexi Pevararo, John Mingione. We're making it happen. We're doing a podcast. Our mom listens. Our doctors listen. Our dogs listen.
Lexi's.
Well, I brought everybody. Down.
God, what?
God, I really almost had it. Sorry, Lexi, we love you.
We got it. Okay. We didn't say it.
Just go on over it. Keep going. So, right. What are we doing today?
Oh, rest we're in talking. Peace, princess.
Yes, rest in peace, princess.
I just said go over it.
Well, we got throw. I mean, this happened, and you have the power to talk about her and to make her presence exist forever.
For everybody that doesn't know, Lexi's dog unfortunately passed away after 20 years.
That's a long.
That's an amazing life. It's an amazing life.
Oh, Lexi. No,
Princess was a star.
I'm sorry.
No,
and that
okay.
leads us right into star fuckers and crazy things that you've had happen with a star.
Chris's transitions are always so funny. Speaking of stars, about star fuckers.
Now we star fuck.
Well, Carson Daly was here yesterday.
Where's
well, let's
here?
Backtrack.
Yeah, let's backtrack it up.
That's not it when you're just, he's here. No, there something happened that led us to see him. So why don't you tell the story.
Well, Carson Daly, I grew up MTV TRL.
Yes.
1999.
Yes.
A boy of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were
Carson,
10 years old in 1999?
Yeah.
God bless you.
I think. Do the math.
I was 6.
Yeah. I'm 28 now. Yeah, I think it's something like that. I think
okay.
it was 10.
Okay.
So Carson Daly on TRL was huge. He introduced me to bands like Blink-182.
Only minute 47 in. We got the quota.
Every episode.
Every episode. Blink-182.
They're my favorite band.
Right.
So Carson Daly, you know, was the one to say, premiere their video on TRL with Watch My Age Again. And then Limp Bizkit, Eminem. So I think like a lot of the artists who I grew up with were because of Carson Daly. Mm-hmm. But Lexi and I are doing some work at our desk. We're brainstorming for the show. And this show, this one that we're currently on. Mm-hmm. And Carson Daly walks by. And with no, like out of context.
What
like,
time is this in the morning?
10 ish.
Okay.
Yeah, 10-ish. Just about 10:30.
But I didn't know he was coming. We didn't know why he was here, what he was doing. So he walked down the hallway. And
right past my desk.
Right past, like a foot away.
Oh, like he was over here.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
So he walked past past you,
with
Chris.
Big guns.
He walked past this room in this hallway that I'm pointing at.
What?
He walked past your office. Yeah.
What was I doing? Crystal meth?
If you were looking down for a second, you might have missed him.
That's possible.
And the funny thing is, my friends were making fun of me that I was geeking out about Carson Daly because he's not like the biggest celebrity ever.
Right.
No.
He's not.
But he's everywhere.
But he's not Justin Timberlake. He's just a host.
No, I know. Right. But he wears a lot of hats.
I feel like
that's why a lot of people know him.
I think that he is Stephen Jenkins' brother-in-law.
Oh, is that so?
I believe so.
Lexi doesn't know who Stephen Jenkins is.
Sorry. Stephen Jenkins, Third Eye Blind. Lead singer.
Gotcha.
And I think that's how, it's something
it
like
all
that.
Started.
Yeah.
That's how he got on TRL.
That other way around.
Oh.
I think that's how Stephen Jenkins broke.
No way.
Stephen
Jenkins, whatever it is.
One of the two.
So Stephen Jenkins and Carson Daly have sex with each other.
Something's going on where they have a connection. Carson
Daly's
walking around.
Walks past Lexi's desk and we make eye contact and I just, oh, hey. And Lexi also said, Lexi and I both say like, hey.
Hi.
Hey. Carson Daly stops in his he stops walking because he realizes that we recognized him. Also, was he kind of walking around like waiting to be recognized? Did you?
No,
get
I don't
that
think
vibe?
So. I don't. I think you're
overthinking.
Yeah,
as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought he was walking around
to the office that they were having a conversation in.
He had his head on a swivel or whatever it was. But I saw him see me see him. I saw him see me see him.
It was Carson Daly-ception.
Yeah, and he like paused for a hot second as if he wanted to address that. There was eye contact or, hey, do you want to talk? Or
there was
picture,
a vibe.
Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. We vobe.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped. And what I should have said was like, yo, man, what's up? My name's John. I'm a huge fan. I grew up with you. 1999, like you introduced me to so many of my favorite bands. But instead, all I got out was, hi. And then he stood there. He gave us a chance. And then he walked away. And then that was it.
Love it.
Yeah,
then I tried to meet him again, and this is what Lexi's going to make fun of.
Then he was in this meeting. Carson Daly was in a meeting, whatever, and it was down the hall. And since Johnny Johnny passed to see like what the situation was, walked back, and now we're sitting. He goes, Lexi, do you mind? Like, I can't look like a creeper. Can you go check now if he's still there? And I'm like, okay. So I walk. He's still there. Now we wait another 10 minutes.
Lexi had to like hand it. Lexi had to give a paper to somebody like down the hall. So she was like, I can go do this now. So she did that.
But I did it
checked
twice
in.
For you.
And then she went back and she filled up her water bottle.
Yeah. Like, so unnecessary. But so.
At least you didn't fill up John's water bottle this time.
Oh, God.
Lexi's actually filling up her own water bottle
what?
Now.
One time I asked you to fill my water.
So now then he ended up leaving and Johnny didn't get to see him and he was really sad.
He
about
snuck
it,
out the back door, Chris.
Yeah, whatever happened, we
I always love
him.
When that happens.
And then I don't know if anyone follows anyone on Johnny on social media. But
you
go
throw,
ahead, do you want to
throw out my
your,
handle?
I don't know it. John Mingione.
At Lexi underscore Pev. Lexie underscore Pev.
There it is.
At John Mingione. Mingione.
Italian stick together. You nailed it.
And
at John Mingione.
Chris, now that we're on it. Oh, Billy Joel. Billy Joe.
Yes.
Billy, at Billy Joe.
Underscore 27. And that leads me to my Billy Joe story. So I met Billy Joe. Green Day is my favorite band.
Whoa.
They were playing the Warped Tour. This is 1999 when Johnny was fucking 10 and Lexi was fucking 6. Anyway.
When I was your age.
You went to Warped Tour with the mud and the throwing of the...
No, that was Woodstock.
Fuck.
So I went to the Warped Tour. It was 1999. They just released Nimrod. And I was like so fucking geeked out. I interviewed MXPX. I interviewed all these guys, right? The guitarist, not the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
Whomever that is. Was a very sweet person.
I'm sure he was.
I ended up on Snapcase's bus. Like, it was like 19-year-old Chris Libertini. I looked like a Biafra because I was so freaking skinny. So I'm sitting there and I'm walking through. It was in the Asbury Park Hotel. There's that hotel right next to the convention center. And I'm walking down a hallway and Billy Joe is a short dude, walked right by me wearing a white t-shirt. And I geeked out. Mind you, I was standing behind the stage at Green Day's tent.
Right.
Taking pictures of the tent, taking pictures of the guitar amps, taking pictures of the set list. I was
and then
there.
There's the guy.
And then there's Billy Joe.
Billy Joe is not Billy Joel.
No, Billy Joel plays Madison Square Garden, sings
Billy
Piano
Joel,
Man.
But I thought maybe, oh, Billy Joe, like you shortened it. I didn't realize that Billy Joe was another person.
Billy Joe is Billy Joe Armstrong, lead singer of Green Day.
Gotcha. Keep
Foxborough
going.
Hot Tubs. He's in a new band now. It's a whole deal. Okay. Anyway, so I run. I see him, and I have a moment to myself. He gets off the elevator and walks away. I have a moment to myself. Chris, don't fuck this up. That's all I said.
You have one chance.
19 years old.
Yeah.
I run full speed.
Good.
I have my camera in my hand.
Of course.
I run up behind him, and I'm like, Billy, I love you, man. I'm so sorry. Can I just take a picture? And he's like, sure. Bam. Take my picture with Billy Joe. 5 minutes later, take my picture with Mike Dirnt, who's the bassist.
Yo, yeah.
10 minutes later, take my picture with
Trey Cool. You
lost
got all three of them?
Lost my shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you lost your camera.
I could have. No, I still have the pictures. I'll bring them in. You got to see me. I'm
awesome.
Super skinny. But this is my moment in the sun. Now, obviously, we work at a radio station. We get stars to come in all the time. I've said the dumbest fucking shit to stars. The dumbest shit, because I get excited.
Oh, yeah.
And I get you get like a hubris, and you're like, I'm totally going to fucking make this happen. So I talked to Robert Wool. Do you know who that is? You ever watch Batman with Michael Keaton?
Sure.
And the two people at the newspaper, there's a guy and the girl. One of them's Kim Basinger, and the other one's a guy.
No, maybe
they go to,
once.
All right, well, whatever. So I say his line from Batman to him.
Did he like that?
He didn't fucking get it.
Oh,
I go, if you're
going
to shoot me, you're going to need a long lens. Nice to meet you, Chris Libertini. And he goes, uh-huh. I go, can I take a picture with you? He goes, uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Awkward.
Yeah, he's a dick.
I mean,
he was being a dick.
Sure. But
your Green Day experience, that was good?
It was good. And I've met 311, and I've, you know, like 311 couldn't have been nicer. They're one of my favorite bands. Uh-oh.
That is so funny.
Lexi.
Oh, no. Lexi has to get out of here.
Lexi has to get out of here.
In 2 minutes.
Lexi, that was Lexi's alarm.
She has an appointment.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
So I'll be real quick, Lexi.
Go ahead.
So I'm at 311. They were the greatest. They were nicest guys ever. I hang out with them when they're in town. My friend's the dentist of them, so it's like I get spoiled by them. I met the Green Day guys. I met George Carlin before he passed away.
Cool.
Kevin Nealon. All these guys are really, really cool. I think if you're a star, you got to have some kind of grace about you because people are going to geek out. You know, you guys grew up on Carson Daly. Carson Daly sees you. You know, I saw him at Citi Field once. I walk right by him. I go, love you, Carson. But I respected his space.
Yeah,
he's sitting there with his kid. Exactly, correct.
Lexi, we didn't get to, did you have any stars that you fucked?
It's okay.
No, let me hear it.
No.
Star fucking.
No,
right.
I didn't.
I didn't mean actual fuck.
Right.
Yeah. Figures.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Lexi. Who have you? Oh, Lexi fucking sees.
I geeked out
with Joan Hamburg. You get all these stars coming. Baldwin, the whole deal.
Yeah, but I didn't geek out over them. I geeked out over Biz Markie. It's a song. You say he's just a friend.
Yeah.
But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Yeah, all right, we know that.
Okay. So you met Biz Markie how?
I was working at PLJ at the time, the morning show.
Okay.
And he, I don't know why he came in. I mean, that was his probably first and last hit that I know of.
Oh,
so he came in, but this is me and my mom's song. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Mom and I, but okay.
Oh, thank you. This is my mom and I's song.
No, actually, you're right. Me and my mom.
Me and my mom.
Whatever it is.
Sorry, Rosa.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Rosa.
My mom's name.
My mom.
So sorry.
So this was just a song that her and I just would belt out.
You got what I need.
What do you say?
But you say he's just a friend.
Is he really?
But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Okay.
So when I met him, it was kind of like a highlight for both my mom and I. My mom wasn't here, but it was really cool. I don't know.
Isn't it so funny?
It was really
like
cool.
Like people who no one else would care about, like you care so much.
Yeah.
We care so much about. Like
yeah.
I did. I met Mark Hoppus from Blink.
Amazing.
I did.
And you shaked his hand in the car.
Oh, it's the second time. That was the second. I met him. I met him in private at his taping of his TV show. But it was amazing. It was unbelievable. But real quick, there's a 2 second thing.
Yep.
Met Elton John.
Uh-huh.
Melted Elton. Met Elton John. He was walking towards me on the street as we were both walking into the same building. And I said, oh, Mr. John, do you mind if I take a photo? He looked at me and he went, ugh. And he walked into the building.
That's amazing.
Yep. And then his bodyguard came over and said, sorry, we're in a rush.
Aww.
But I got ughed.
He's such a diva.
I got a real life UGH.
Yeah. Have you ever, this kid.
Have you seen him in the new Kingsman? He's in the Kingsman 2. He's tremendous.
I don't like him anymore.
I totally get it.
Listen,
once scorn, always scorn.
Lexi
so Lexi, Lexi has 60
Lexi
seconds.
Go. Get out of here.
That's it. There Lexi goes.
What is this from, 27? 24?
This is from 27 and 24, yes. It's Your Mom's Guilty Pleasures, John Mingione, Chris Libertini, and the fantastic Lexi Pevoraro.
NCAA champion athlete.
Stop. NCAA championship athlete.
Woo!
Right? All right. Get us wherever you get your podcasting pleasures. It's Your Mom's Guilty Pleasures. We're on the OG Podcast Network and iTunes. We will see you tomorrow.
Mañana.
Mañana.
Ooh, Spanish.